page 136, Carolinas, Mississippi, and Philadelphia, where Cecil Moore, the branch president, led blockades of the job sites of lily-white construction unions and boasted, "My basic strength is those 300,000 lower-class guys who are ready to mob, rob, steal and kill." Corps, however, took the lead in the North in 1963. It organized rent strikes and school boycotts, demonstrated against job bias and for compensatory employment, and focused public attention on police brutality in the ghetto. And as Corps involved more urban blacks in the struggle, its stridency escalated, militancy begat militancy, spurring ever more radical demands and tactics. At the same time, responding to pressure from local blacks, Corps put forth a greater effort in the South, mounting voter registration campaigns and demonstrations against segregation. To the extent that it could, Corps tried to harness the uncompromising impatience of its many new adherents. But, in the main, events were in the saddle, the followers were leading, the leaders following. Competition among the civil rights organizations added to the militancy injected into the movement by those most recently mobilized. All the groups